Cats and Jewelers.
Hey, Garrett, how you doing, Kurt?
Doing okay. Did you get your text?
I did. Thank you kindly.
Okay.
And what was I going to say? Thank you, I guess is all I was going to say. Uh-huh. I want to see how you guys are doing.
Oh, we're doing okay. Just not selling a lot of stuff, but due to we're cranking, just cranking along.
Yeah. The I'm excited. I'm seeing a lot more natural sell. Let me be your gift of your herald of good news is what I meant to say. I also figured you got your cell phone in your hand.
No.
Oh well. Go get your cell phone because I have a new watch I just got today.
Oh really?
Yeah, it's my.
I got a charge and let me walk out. Get that.
I just sent you a video.
What'd you get?
An Arnold and Son. It's a mechanical wind up, not an automatic, but it's my first gold watch.
Oh.
I got it brand new at a ridiculous price, and I'm just over the moon with it.
That's good. That'll motivate you.
Oh, God. Well, you buy something, then you gotta go sell some stuff. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Now I gotta go make money.
When I first started, there was a men's store, and I'd go buy, when business got bad, I'd go buy a new suit. Back then, we wore suits on ties all the time, you know?
I love that. I dress up every day. I don't wear a jacket every day, but I dress up every day.
Yeah. That's kind of we kind of do that. Let's see here. Ooh, got a nice buckle.
Yeah, hit play. You got a watch, yeah.
I did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, boy, that's a good looking watch. I like that dial.
It's like a... I thought it was going to be more of a black dial, but it's like a weird grayish brown color that I love. Like, it'll definitely go well with my gray and brown.
Yeah, there's a name for that color, but I don't know what it is.
Well, they say anthracite is what they call it. I don't know if that's the name of the color, but.
Well, no, I've heard that in reference to watch dials. I knew there was a name for that color, but I couldn't remember what it was.
But it's also kind of special because it's number 14 of 250 made.
Oh, wow.
It's not a well-known name, which is kind of like, well, people might just look at it and go, yeah, it's just that's what I kind of like about it.
Yeah.
You know, Swiss movement. You know.
I was kind of thinking about that, how some other brand would be. I mean, something like that. That way, my brother, when he would show me his Rolex. Well,
you're trying to get a Rolex?
No, my brother has a Rolex. He bought it for old gold.
Oh.
Back when old gold was a big deal.
Yeah.
And, anyway, he come out of that thing really good.
Yeah, I bet. He just bought it for scrap, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, scrapping watches is different, I think, isn't it? This is technically rose gold, you know? Like, it's only a small percentage of it. It's gold, silver, copper, you know? I thought it would be a lot cooler if it were red gold. I think red gold's cool. You know, 75% gold, 25% copper.
Yeah, if it's rose gold, if it's for a man, we call it red gold. If it's a lady, it's rose gold.
We call it
gold.
Rose. Oh, but there is an actual difference between rose and red.
Is there?
Yeah, so red is like Russian gold. It does have a deeper hue to it, but that's because it's 75% gold, 25% copper. Rose gold proper is like 22% silver, 22% gold, and then a bunch of other shit that makes it more of like
really?
a creamy color. Yeah. Yeah, I looked it up. I looked it up because the guy, my watch guy, he's like, yeah, it's red gold. And I'm like, the same reason why you call it red gold, right? It's a guy doesn't want to wear rose.
Okay, right.
Like, that's not true, but, you know, like this is, oh I'm over. I'm just head over heels. And I got excited, so I'm like, I got to call my watch buddy.
Yeah, yeah. Is that river in there, like where it bezel?
Yeah.
Is that fluted, or is that just the way the light's playing on it?
It's not fluted.
Yeah, so that must be the way the light's shining on it. Is that a... Yeah, I like that. I like the crown, too.
I like how the crown doesn't stick far out. A lot of watches have, like, a big, like, you know, protruding, like, stylistic, you know, and it... Always, I have actually a permanent mark on my left hand from where the crowns on my watches sit. And this one doesn't hit it because it's a little bit shallower. And I have, I forget which watch it is. It might be my IWC, but, like, if I put my left hand in my pocket, that crown will catch on, like, if I'm wearing jeans, the crown will catch and pull. And there's a couple times where I've kind of winced thinking, oh, man, you did it this time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But anyway. But,
did you get that from your buddy?
Yeah, same guy that got me my Omega. And my two Omegas. I've actually bought four watches from him now at this point. Two Omegas, an IWC, and this Arnold & Son. My Rolex I got from a buddy of mine. But I've got like a nice, this will be probably the last watch I buy for a hot minute. My wife is going to kill me.
I doubt it.
Oh, yeah, you doubt it? That's what she said. I told her, I'm like, listen, I'm going to get this watch. I'm going to get a really good deal on it. He also lets me just send him checks, like, a couple every, I'll send him, like, a couple grand a month. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
And no one else will do that. No one else would allow me to walk into Cartier and buy a brand. Like, this was brand new, you know, so it's got me quite jazzed, as you could tell, but... I told her, my collection is pretty complete at this point. I've got a diver. I've got a few dress watches. I've got a chrono. I mean, all of them are automatic. This one's mechanical. So, like, it's, you know, I don't really need. You're right. I will find something else I like. But for now.
It's really a classy watch.
Yeah, it's
gentleman's watch.
Gentleman's watch, yeah. And I love the profile on it. It doesn't sit high. It's very, yeah, so it's a dress watch. But, you know, but anyway.
I had the manual wind. I've got four. They're not, it's just like Elgin, Hamilton, that kind of stuff.
Hamilton's make great watches.
Yeah, well, this was, but these are old ones.
Okay.
It's made in 1934.
How cool.
A couple of them were like 1948.
Back when you had to keep time on your wrist, you know 40. What I mean? Like.
Yeah. Anyway, I've got five of those. One. And anyway, I used to cycle through those, but I kind of quit. I don't know why, but I go wear some of my other ones. However, what I did like was every morning I'd wind it, and it just sort of got you in touch with your, connected to the watch or something. I don't know what it was, but I liked it.
Well, even my
do that again.
Even my automatics, though, like, and that's the funny bit, like, I give them a little shake, you know what I mean? But, like, even that, like, I end up winding them or setting them because they lay on my, dresser, right, in little holders.
Yeah.
The only thing I keep in a winder is my Rolex, and that's because I'm nervous that the stem is damaged, and it skips a little bit when I go to, like, I just got it polished, and I sent it to a Rolex dealer. I didn't get it, like, completely redone. Like, he's like, I'll polish it up for you for free, make it look pretty, make it look brand new, but he sent it back to me. He said, hey, just keep it in a winder once you have it set, because not that there's anything broken with it, but it's showing signs that, like, it might need servicing soon. So wear it until it does, you know. So that one stays in a winder, and that one keeps time all the time. But this one, Like, I always end up having to set the time on them anyway, because I cycle through them.
Yeah.
And then one dies, you know, the power reserve dies, you know, so.
But what's the power reserve on a Rolex?
The what, that?
Like a, what's the power reserve for a Rolex, like the Datejust?
Let me see.
Which Rolex do you have?
70 hours, about?
Yeah.
I have the Submariner Datejust.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, cool. Well, I'd look it up, I guess.
I have it here. It is your basic of basics Rolex black on black sub.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Datejust, yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, I'm.
I gotta
go sell a diamond now. I could talk watches with you till I gotta go home.
Well,
but thanks for sending
this,
that check in. And
I'm gonna look at this more closely. Look up that brand and all that kind of stuff.
It's got a cool. It's got a really cool story about, like, so Arnold. I think it's John Arnold, was an English watchmaker, who is accredited for inventing a number of pieces that have helped make watches more accurate, and we're talking like 1700s. The name was purchased by Citizen, and the movements are all handcrafted in-house, small batch, that kind of thing. So, but yeah,
and
take a look. They're pretty cool. Yeah, it's a Swiss movement.
Made.
Yeah, Swiss made.
Yeah.
But London, 1750 something, inspiration, I guess you could call it.
Yeah. Well, congratulations on making a good find.
Awesome. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Well, thanks. Well, we'll talk to you soon. Let me know if you get a diamond.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.